This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Bringing wine to a party can be a very disappointing experience, especially after you've invested a substantial amount of time and money to get just the right bottle. A few words to the wise after this.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
It used to happen to me all the time. Then I got wise. I would spend a great deal of time at a wine store trying to select just the right bottle to bring to a party. Maybe it was a gift to the host, or perhaps it was something special meant to be enjoyed at the affair. Whatever the case, there are some things that you really ought to consider before handing over the loot. First, if the wine is meant to be a gift, tell the recipient to stash it away for future enjoyment. Sign your name to the bottle and date it. Finally, attach a note describing the wine and why you chose it. If you don't do these things, chances are it will swiftly be consumed out of a red solo cup by one or more guests who think all wines are created equal and cost $2 a bottle. If the wine is to be consumed at the affair, tell the host your intentions. Otherwise, you'll be drinking cheap party wine and your contribution will get stashed away, never to be seen again. Most importantly, you shouldn't be afraid to encourage the host to be selective. The true wine lovers will really appreciate it, and the casual consumer won't know what the difference is. Whoever said life was fair? This is David Wilson, Uncorked.